This is episode 272, recorded August 14th, 2015. Packard pokes at Fundy Wars, Revenge of the Altar Boys. I want to thank Tovaren from the chat room for this week's show title.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news. Your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me tonight from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Summer days drifting away to, those summer nights.
Those summer nights. I think that's the next line in that.
Yeah, and rapey Kanuki.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Are you Roz in that one, Connie? Is it Roz? I forget her name. No.
Oh, shoot. I think that's right. Yeah. No, I was not. I never was in that. Although
okay.
A gal that I even call us her song, there are worse things I could do. For a tryout for a group we were in. And I read the lyrics and I just blushed. I'm like, I can't sing.
That's okay.
I was Sandy. Yeah.
Oh, you were Sandy. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Definitely.
Well, it is summer. I mean, this is like the last days of summer here. And it's like, wow, it's boiling hot tonight. So if you see me suddenly faint at some point during the show, you'll know I've melted away in my chair here. I know we haven't covered a story like this in some time because it was happening so often, actually, is because it was becoming almost ad nauseum where a pastor or a priest somewhere had been molesting children. And we just hadn't covered one in quite some time just for that fact. And now we get another story of a pastor out from West Virginia. His name is James Robert Jr. Smith. He was arrested just last year on charges he sexually abused a boy since 2009. And it started when the boy was just 10 years old. He was out on a bond when he was arrested yet again for molestation of charges. But this time in a different state. I mean, if you do something wrong and you get arrested for it, I mean, generally, most people I would think, I could be wrong on this. If you screw up like this, hey, maybe, you know, this is not the right thing to do, especially the stories I hear. If you molest children and you go to jail, they don't exactly take kind of you in jail. So apparently this guy wants to go back to jail really bad because he did it again. And this time he's done it in multiple states. Last year, a member of his church continued to support him, even though he was arrested for the first time on counts of first-degree sexual abuse and sexual abuse by a parent or a guardian. And this is a quote from the person who was defending him. I just think it's somebody that's out to sabotage him, and I won't believe no different. Really?
He knows what she believes.
Yeah, she knows what she believes, yes. Janice Allen continues that ever since he's been here, there's been tales told on him. He's been confronted with it. Nobody can prove anything. That's even been said on him. You can't
That's
make this
verbatim, folks.
That is verbatim. You can't make up shit like this. Well, you can, but my gosh. Oh, Connie, your thoughts.
Besides the fact that this poor kid was 10 years old when it started and he was 15 when he brought these charges forward. And, of course, nobody believed him.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted to defend their pastor. Well, Most people did. That's just sickening enough. But yeah, and then now he's gone somewhere and done this again. I found a piece of video with, it was after either his court appearance or the court appearance back in October, which would have been in West Virginia. And his family, JR's family, is defending him. They're all surrounding him. And his sister, who, sorry to make fun of overweight people, but her shirt flies up and her stomach is bouncing, and she's chasing after the reporters. And she's swearing she's going to kill him. She's swearing up a blue streak.
Mm-hmm.
And just, I'm like, how can you defend this? It's, I don't know. And there were comment sections, too, on a couple of the different websites that I found. People who claim that, oh, yeah, no, this has been something that's been going on. You know, he was different people he knew through churches or through youth that were at his church, and people who knew him in high school and said, yeah, they've seen him with kids before.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Yeah, it says here that he said the details apparently were too graphic for publication, but the boy claims the molestation went on for years. It happened in Florida, Indiana, and Virginia. Apparently, when he took him to this child to these different states, apparently he thought that, oh, maybe molestation is okay in these states.
I'm wondering if he took him under his wing, quote-unquote, and took him to different, I don't know, conferences or places, and maybe the parents, you know, if they were poor or if it was a single mom, just didn't, you know, like, oh, yeah, please, you know, she needed help. I don't know. I mean, how did he take the kid out of state?
That's a good question.
I wasn't able to determine that. So, again, I tried to find stuff out, but because I'm assuming the records are sealed, they're so graphic, some of the stuff is, and it might be.
Yeah.
It's too bad because I don't want the kid to be dragged through the mud, through the public opinion and everything. But this guy's doing should be published because you got yahoos who take their Social Security checks or whatever, and they're supporting him.
Yeah.
And defending him. Like,
not to cut you off here, Connie. It says here, some of the people in the congregation, were still standing behind him, as you said. And this is a quote, another quote from him. It said, this is what happens to a man or a woman who is a person of God. And you don't fool with God's people because it will come back to haunt you. Really? Wow. Just because this person is a person of God, man or woman, doesn't matter. You think that because you tell the truth to put away somebody who is assaulting children, really, then God's going to come back and get you or something because you turned them in? Is this what they're saying?
So they think that this is going to come back on the kid and anybody else who brings an allegation against him?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I guess it's worked really well for the Catholic Church for
Yeah, it has.
There we go. So they can get away with this stuff with impunity, but that's not the point. It's not, you know, this was God testing this child and creating a perfect and child molesting adult.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess we have to go all the way back to King David. God loved David, even though David was a rapist and I could keep it in his pants, violent person. But he could see well. So, yeah, that's just so messed up.
Yeah.
I don't know. We just, you know, we have to protect our own, and we have to, but, you know, in the end, it's just protecting their beliefs, and they don't see how somebody could be a man of God and this flawed, and it must be the kid's fault.
Yeah.
It's probably the other thing going on in the back of their heads. I don't really want to put words in their mouth, but really, that's just sick.
Yeah.
No. That's probably why the kid waited until he's 15, 16 years old before he can actually have somebody listen to him. That's what's, I'm really sad for this kid.
Yeah. We had a couple of comments from the chat room. Torvian said, God will protect the child molester. I think he got the Bible verse wrong. Spare the spoil, rod the child.
there you go. I think that's in first bullshitteranians, you know.
I don't know why these people do this. I mean, this is just, it's a mental disorder. This is a mental disorder to want to diddle children. And it's something I think that we need to treat for these people. I mean, this is...
I think that's the saddest part is I don't know that there is an effective treatment.
Yeah.
This compulsion. And I don't know why.
Yeah. I wouldn't know how to treat this.
No, there's a lot of things that we've been to help people overcome, you know, mm-hmm. different addictions or compulsions and deal with them. But this is like, it's so deep seated. It's just in this weird place in a human being. I don't know. I don't have an answer.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sure, Christians would say it's a demon, you know, so.
Yeah, it's there's definitely something wrong there.
I guess I was letting my thoughts wander all over the avenue of consideration.
Mm-hmm. You almost collided with established dogma back at those presumptions.
And tonight we have Deconverted Man, and we're going to show you that clip right now.
If you had just one minute.
1 minute.
1 minute to skeptical. Be skeptical. What would you do? What would you say? How would you answer the questions? This is the 1 Minute Skeptic. Is atheism a worldview?
A claim that's often cited by theists, or at least a certain brand of theist, is that atheism, as a worldview, cannot account for example, the laws of logic. This is typically presented by presuppositionalists and other philosophically illiterate people. But the problem with this is twofold. First of all, atheism is not a worldview. Atheism is a conclusion I have from various ontological, epistemological, and metaphysical perspectives. The second, and perhaps more pertinent problem, is the claim is based on a fallacious accusation. The fallacy in question is the allegation of the neglected onus. As simply as possible, it's an attempt to discredit a position by claiming that it does not sufficiently deal with an issue that it does not legitimately belong to. It fails to take into account the essential nature of position, and resembles other common fallacies of relevance, specifically missing the point and strawman fallacies. It occurs when one claims a position or worldview does not sufficiently deal with a problem or objection that does not belong to the position in question. The failure of a position to account for something that the position never intends to solve does not constitute a legitimate failure of that position. So when someone says that atheism is a worldview and it can't account for something, it shows how they don't understand or choose to ignore that atheism is not a worldview, and, perhaps worse, doesn't realize the fallacious reasoning that such an accusation employs.
This has been the 1 Minute Skeptic.
I want to thank Deconverted Man for the clip. Connie, what are your thoughts on the people when they say that atheism is a worldview?
Well, atheism only informs my worldview in the way that I counter now how religion used to. And I view as really become stick. It's, and even, I don't know, not just about humans, but no, it's atheism is just, atheism only really has something to do with whether or not you believe in God and, mm-hmm. or gods, and how that impact, you know, because how I believed in God impacted my daily life for a very long time. It mm-hmm. was how I inform myself. So, yeah, now that that's not there, that's how my atheism relates to my worldview now. It's just, it's leading me to eliminate God and then say, well, then I'm my own director of how I view this thing and how I treat other people and how other people are important. It isn't based on God or him telling me anything. So,
As for me, atheism has never been a worldview. It's just been because atheism is just an agreement on one fact that we don't believe in a God, and that's it. It's not a worldview. It has nothing to do with a view of how you view the rest of the world. I mean, the one thing that is true is atheists can believe in anything. An atheist can believe in Bigfoot or sky fair or not sky fairies. Well, you could believe in sky fairies, I suppose. you could believe that Bigfoot comes and does his laundry at your laundromat, and that could be your worldview. It doesn't really matter. But atheism is just the fact of you don't believe in a God, and that's it. So when they say atheism is a worldview, and the guy was right, it's a straw man fallacy. They're trying to put something in there that doesn't belong.
Yeah. Like I said, it's only been important in my worldview just in so much as Christianity used to be mm-hmm. very much involved in my worldview. And so when I took Christianity out, there were a lot of things that I had to consider. Maybe I didn't have to, but I chose to.
Right.
And atheism was more like, you know, instead of having coffee with sugar and milk, I just had coffee black. And so then, you know, taking those things out, it's like, okay, well, just remove God the equation. What's changed? I just moved myself into the position of the one who decides these things.
Right.
Myself and how I interact with my world and what that means to me.
Right.
Yeah, or the fact that I don't look at the world today and say, oh, well, it's not going to matter in the end because we're all going to heaven.
Yeah.
That if I don't finish it in this life, I have the afterlife, or, you know, justice will be served in the afterlife. You know, at least now they're at peace, they're with God, you know.
Right.
All of that. No, we only have this life. Even if there was another life, it doesn't mean that what we do here has anything to do with it.
Right.
So, yeah, it's funny. And I just think for some people, it might have informed a lot of things, but it's not atheism itself. It's just the removal of that belief. So it's just like a minus sign.
Yeah. All righty. Well, we're going to get on to some words that we need you to hear, and we'll be back in just a few moments to ruin the rest of the show for you.
Contact us by email at ppappodcast@gmail.com or on Twitter as @PackardPokeSat. Like us on Facebook.com/PackardPokeSat. Call our Google Voice and leave a message at 662-709-PPAP or 662-709-7727, and we will respond to it on the show. Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time, join us live at vaughnlive.tv/PackardPokeSat. During the show, you can share your thoughts with us by calling 857-216-3200 using PIN number 35368 or on uberconference.com/PackardPokeSat. For links to the stories, visit our show page at PackardPokeSat.wordpress.com. You can help support the show by purchasing merchandise from cafepress.com/PackardPokeSat or make a donation to the show at patreon.com/PackardPokeSat. If you can't afford any money, why not share the show with your friends and rate us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Spreaker, and on YouTube. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
What if there's a really bad, crummy guy who's going to jail, but I know he's innocent?
Well, Bart, your Uncle Arthur used to have a saying, shoot them all and let God sort them out. Unfortunately, one day he put his theory into practice. It took 75 federal marshals to bring him down. Now let's never speak of him again.
I love The Simpsons. Over in Switzerland, a Catholic priest over there, and we were just kind of talking about how priests are diddling kids, but this pastor, he wasn't diddling a kid. I'll give him credit for that, at least as far as we know.
Not that we know yet.
Not that we know yet. I mean, just saying. We don't know yet. He might be. I don't know. But I'm not making any.
I've got money on this one. This button going, ooh.
Vitus Hounder is a Catholic bishop over in Switzerland. He delivered a 50-minute sermon on the evils of homosexuality on July 31st, using Bible verses that imply that Catholics should kill the gays. What? He's being charged with inciting people to crimes, which under Swiss law is considered to be a federal offense. I wish they had these kind of laws on the books everywhere like this, because I think this would keep a lot of the anti-gay rhetoric down here in the country. He's basically quoting this passage from Leviticus. It says, if a man also lieth with mankind and he lieth with a woman, both of them shall be committed to an abomination and they shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. That's from Leviticus. Bishop Hounder said the passage should suffice to clarify ambiguously the church's position on homosexuality. The Pink Cross, the Swiss Gay Federation, filed criminal complaint charges against him, claiming the speech could be interpreted as a suggestion that Catholics should actively harm homosexuals. Connie, your thoughts?
Like I said, I've got money on this one. He's tired of what he perceives to be the competition.
Oh.
So, this isn't Bishop Hounder. All right. But I've got a quote from, let's see, it was the Welcoming LGBT Gays Catholics Conference became another place. It wasn't in Detroit. And according to the Detroit Press, Detroit Archbishop Alan Vigneron celebrated a mass at the close of the conference yesterday. It's not being a bigot to say that people should not have sexual relations with people of the same gender, said the archbishop. Wow. And I'm going, yes, it is. And I just feel like this Catholic priest is like, well, it's not bigoted to say that you should not have sexual relations. I'm like, yeah, it kind of is. And it kind of is, to use a verse from Leviticus that says that you should put them to death. That not a violent threat. Just, what? A 50-minute sermon? I know Catholic masses are supposed to be long, but that's cruel and unusual punishment. I don't want... No.
Dude, I read that one passage, I mean, less than, I don't know, 10 seconds. I mean, how can you make a sermon 50 minutes long? I mean, I feel sorry for those people.
Maybe you use one of those liturgies in Latin where you sing them.
Oh, yes. Wow, you have to sing that.
Donais Requiem, you know.
Oh, gosh. I feel sorry for those people that had to sit there and listen to that, you know, that rhetoric.
It wasn't. Well, if you're old enough, it's considered a nap. Just don't snore.
That's the only thing a church is good for. Hey, is there anything part of the seat? Anybody taking the seat? No, good. I've been working all night.
That's why they have those wooden benches, so you don't get comfortable.
Yeah. Don't want to make... Walking to church always made me uncomfortable. Just
he protested too much.
Yeah, he's protesting way too much. According to the SSPX, he previously denounced gender theory and has written extensively about his disapproval of gay marriage and the quote-unquote homosexualization of children. Dude, no, you're just thinking of yourself and your faith there. No one is no rational person, I should say, is sexualizing children.
I'm thinking about one of the letters that did wasn't it something that comment that Robin Dupree read today on Fundy Fucktardery Friday, that somebody said, well, just because you have certain acts doesn't make you gay and God's okay with it or something. It was just like, oh, well, we know what you're talking about. I'm going, yeah, when you see priests and pastors decrying this, but they're doing stuff, I'm thinking, you guys just don't understand sexuality. You don't even understand the human body. You don't understand the human mind. Just, no, you shouldn't be telling anybody. You are not an authority on anything.
Yeah, these people, I don't understand why people go to pastors who've never had sex and they go, yeah, give me marital advice. That's like saying, okay, I'm going to take my car to the guy that bakes bread and say, give me some advice on how to fix this engine. What are you talking about?
Exactly. The
guy might be a shade tree mechanic and might go, okay, I could tell you how to change your oil, you know. But if you need a complete overhaul, I have no clue. I bake fucking bread. Now, turns around and he says, it wasn't my intention, but if he gets convicted, he could face up to 3 years in prison. So I'm wondering if he does, it would be awesome to send one of these hateful fucks to prison for this.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm. Of course, I don't know. I mean, even Hovind wound up with people who supported him.
Yeah, they supported him until he still got out of prison, and he's still supporting him.
Yeah, but I know.
That's a different story, of course, but...
Well, I don't know what Swiss prisons are for. Can we send him to a Turkish one?
Yeah.
Sorry. That was mean.
The Swiss prisons have holes in them. You know, cheese. Never mind. Swiss cheese. Sorry.
I thought they were supposed to be neutral there.
then those walls don't exist if they're neutral. Just saying. Torvian from the chat room says, this pastor has children on the dessert menu. He hasn't even finished his main course of gay men yet. Doc and Zog.
Some altar boys.
Yeah. Doc and Zog from the chat room says, 50-minute sermon. He hates gays, but makes his congregation's arses hurt. That's one way of hurting your ass. I mean,
he's trying to prevent butt sex. Is what he's no, I think that would numb it. So.
Yeah, actually, well, he's helping them. They're numbing them for the. It's like I can't feel anything down there anymore. Anyway, just jam it in. If they're sitting 50 minutes on a wooden seat, I can't feel my ass.
Welcome to the pastor. I can't feel my ass.
Can't feel my ass, Pastor. Let me help you with that, son.
Oh, God.
My daughter's sitting here going, oh. No, shaking her head at me.
I swear, I'm not really anti-theist, but there's times I just would love to see the church go away.
Yeah.
You know, just one day everybody just look up and say, I'm done.
Torvin from the chat room said those churches have knee pads for a perfect positioning.
Oh, what's Dawkins talk saying now?
Dawkins, wait until your arse goes numb, then feels like somebody else your pastor is having sex with. Ooh.
The stranger.
It's a stranger. It's like, you know, using a different hand, you know. It's a totally different feeling. Yeah.
Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus.
Tonight we have Mr. Priestley with us. I had to go and get him. Because our gas prices just suddenly skyrocketed out here, so I had to go get in with my little car. I had to forego the tank again because I'm not putting money in the tank to go get that little weasel. no offense, Mr. Priestley, but you're a little weasel sometimes. So let's hear what he has to say tonight. Well, Mrs. Bueller, what is the question for tonight?
Dear Mr. Priestley, recently my youth pastor had come to stay with us until he gets his own home. However, while he was staying with us, there was an incident involving our youngest child. We know he is a godly man, but who's to blame? Please help us. What should we do? Ill in Illinois.
Dear Ill, it's clear to me what's happened here, because this pastor was obviously tempted and seduced by your child. He has heard God's calling and is a true man of God. It's your child who is at fault for the pastor's indiscretion. As parents, you are obviously unrepentant sinners. According to Leviticus 26:21-22, if even then you remain hostile towards me and refuse to obey, I will inflict you with 7 more disasters for your sins. I will release wild animals that will kill your children and destroy your cattle. So your numbers will dwindle and your roads will be deserted.
Mr. Priestley, are you seriously suggesting a child seduced an adult, the parents are responsible, and the child should die for that?
Yes, Miss Beulah, the child was acting in the spirit of a Jezebel and needs to be dealt with according to Psalms 137:9. Happy shall he be that taketh and dasheth the little ones against the stones. Remember, boys and girls, you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you.
Okay, well, Mr. Priestley, just go sit in the car. I might have to fuel up the tank after that one. Wow. What is he talking about?
Medicate his coffee, please.
We gotta have to get some medication to him. I think. Jeez, I don't understand what he thinks that what does Psalms 139 had anything to do with it? It was like, what are you talking about? God damn.
Off the rails.
He's way off the rails. Damn, Mr. Priestley.
Yeah, well, I wish he was an anomaly.
Yeah, no kidding. Unfortunately, he's not. All right, well, we got to get out of here. I want to thank everybody for coming and putting up with our little technical snafu early in the beginning of the show. But we will be back next week with our special guest from YouTube and that is The Preaching Atheist. And check out his channel if you get a chance to. He's a real smart guy. He knows the Bible backwards and forward. That's why they call him The Preaching Atheist. So we'll be having him with us next week. So be here at 9 p.m. Central Time on Friday.
Yeah. Either be a rectangle.
Yeah, or yeah, be here or be a rectangle. Or a triangle. You can be a rectangle. Or you can be a triangle, I guess. I don't know. Whatever you want to be. I prefer a circle because, circle's a shape. Never mind. I'm trying to make a fat joke at myself, and I can't. I just completely fucked it up.
Can I be an orange?
You can be an orange if you want to.
Okay.
All right, we'll see you next week. This has been Packard Pokes That We Just Poked at Your News.
And that's a wrap.